This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block with this proposal from the duo Over the Rhine.
Come on, boys. It's time to settle down. What you think you'll gain from all this running around?
Over the Rhine is the musical partnership of husband and wife Linford Detweiler and Karen Bergquist. They're from Southern Ohio. Their band's name comes from the Cincinnati neighborhood where they used to live. Linford and Karen have been making music together for 20 years now. They split the songwriting, but it's mostly the classically trained Karen who sings.
And we never could do anything else.
The first time I heard Karen's voice, I knew there was something special there, and I've thought about it. And I think I loved the fact that her voice came from the place where her pain lived.
It's called the laugh of recognition. When you laugh, but you feel like dying. Come on, boy.
Over the Rhine's new album is titled The Long Surrender. We talked about what it's like to entwine their personal and musical lives, which includes being brutally honest about each other's work.
We edit each other shamelessly, but I think we kind of need to lean into that a little bit because, you know, you want to always improve, you want to get better, and if you know your partner isn't doing their best work, you know, it's a tough conversation, but It goes both ways.
I think Karen and I are sort of trying to get these songs a little bit apart from us so that we can look at them almost as if somebody else had written them, and trying to just grow as writers.
Linford, you're making me think about a song that you have on the new CD. It's called Infamous Love Song, and it's about 6 minutes long, I think, and it's pretty much... It's just chapter after chapter, I think, of what, to me, I'm taking as, to some extent, the story of your relationship. And it's, for Karen to sing, it seems like it would be a challenge. It's really wordy and chewy, and there's just a lot going on.
You hit the nail on the head when you said wordy. That's my guy right there.
I say the bebop apocalypse, lean into you. God's hands on my hips, grip the midnight microphone, steal every cell of my flesh and bone. I wrestle my angel in smoky stage lights, climb Jacob's ladder to 1,000 more flights, tell St. Valentine, hey, give me five, baby. Survive.
There's a tone of the song of just a relationship that has the real weight of years on it, that has ripened and gone through some really, really hard patches.
Yeah. Some people write love songs about what happens in the beginning of a relationship. We've sort of moved on to what happens during the bulk of that relationship, the work, the investment, the commitment, you know. And you know, some of it doesn't really sound all that sexy. It's like condensing a novel into, you know, 6 minutes. And, you know, our history together, our partnership. So I was trying to cover a lot of dynamic range in the short span of 6 minutes.
Now I bring all our secrets to show and tell. How we dragged each other through heaven and hell. It's our smoking gun, but hey, we're still alive. Baby, our love song must survive.
Has there been a time, maybe when one of you has come to the other with a song and you've read it or listened to it and thought, wow, I mean, you were able to express something here that I didn't know was going on?
Yeah, I've felt that. I remember a beautiful song Karen wrote called When I Go, and I remember thinking, should I be worried? She's asking this question in the song, will it make a difference when I go?
I want to know.
No, I think in our relationship, there are times when the songs intersect with our relationship in pretty specific ways. But hopefully there are a number of levels happening simultaneously in the songs where anybody can bring their story sort of to the song and almost lay their particulars over the song like a transparency and find places to connect as well. So we hope that there's both going on. There's some of our story that's tucked in there, but we're really also very interested in bumping up against those universal things.
Oh yeah, by the way. Oh yeah, by the way. The thought of you, it shook my head just today.
Linford Detweiler and Karen Berquist, thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, by the way.
Over the Rhine, you can hear full songs from their new CD, The Long Surrender, at nprmusic.org.